Economically speaking, 2010 was a static, stabilizing year. So says Ben Stone, executive director of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board. But there was some modestly encouraging movement toward the end.
Retail sales are doing well, way ahead of projections. Consumer confidence is at a six-month high. So I think people have concluded that the worst is over. We may not be headed towards a roaring recovery, but the worst is over, and they can start spending a little bit.
Still, how much that will translate to better days in the new year is closely tied to whether or not one has a job.
I think the main lamentation will be that it's so slow coming out. We're still going to have a lot of people unemployed. Unemployment will probably still be in the 9 or 10% level. So for those who are employed with jobs, I think they'll be feeling a little more solid, and the employers will feel more solid. It's going to still be tough for those looking for work.
And there's not a lot that can be done locally to help move things along, Stone notes, as much of the local economy is dependent on improving markets elsewhere.
About 50% of our volatility is due to national and international trends. We depend on customers in New York and Florida and Asia to buy our wine. Most of our wine is sold outside Sonoma County. Likewise, obviously, most of our tourists come from without Sonoma County. And so people need to be confident about their jobs, feel they have some discretionary income in order to make our tourism sector flourish. Now, some of the firms that sell to China and other parts of Asia, the tech firms, are doing land office business. They're doing very well. So we do depend on larger forces, the national and international economy, in terms of customers for some of our main products.
One bright spot close to home, says Stone, is the burgeoning technology sector, which is both growing and diversifying.
We've seen technology go from just hardware and software into things like biotech, medical devices, animation, digital media, the pharmaceutical aspects. We're really seeing the broadening of technology, and as it broadens, it provides more employment here locally, provides more income. It just keeps becoming more and more a part of our lives.
Those businesses are also getting a boost from the workforce training being provided by Sonoma State University's Engineering Sciences program.
One of their great successes has been the Engineering Sciences program. 70% of the graduates from the master's program have gotten jobs in the North Bay, and that's pretty impressive. These are the people companies need. And this engineering sciences program is providing companies with graduates that are highly employable.
On the downside, Stone says, construction will likely remain mired in a deep slump for most of the coming year.
Commercial and residential real estate continue to be challenged, but home sales have picked up. They're not at the price they were in 2005. The median price then was around $600,000. Our median price now is $300,000, $350,000, so with the more affordable prices, we're seeing more homes being sold over the last year, and that probably will continue.
We'll take a closer look at the state of the local real estate sector and its prospects in 2011 on tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.